You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The first month of school is critical for establishing the behavioral tone that will shape the rest of the school year. And I don't want you to be overwhelmed by this because I have an exact blueprint of what you should do those first 30 days. And I have a brand new webinar that is absolutely free that I would love you to join me at to walk you through the first 30-day blueprint. In my new webinar called Behavior by Design, the First 30 Days Blueprint, I'm going to walk you through how to proactively teach expectations, use reinforcement effectively, and build a supportive classroom environment. I'm going to be doing this webinar multiple times in the next few weeks, and I want you to sign up now to save your spot. The download that you get in this webinar is one of my favorite downloads I've ever given in a webinar because it is an exact play-by-play plan of what to do those first 30 days. Whether you are a brand new teacher, new to a school, or a veteran teacher, this will refreshen that first month on what you should be doing to lay the foundation for a great school year. I'll be going live on August 4th and August 11th. I've got two times on each of those dates. Click the link in the show notes to sign up now. I've got great freebies when you show up live. I can't wait to see you there.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
Welcome back to the Autism Helper Podcast. We are in the middle of our summer series where we are doing nice short episodes for the summer, and we're doing different lists of things I like, my favorites, my pet peeves, and today we are talking about three underutilized types of schedules. We've already done an episode where we touched on schedules, and I mentioned how much I absolutely love schedules. I had a district last year that was like, hey, can you do a four-hour session on schedules? And I was like, heck yeah, challenge accepted. That's how much I love talking about schedules. Three underutilized types of schedules that can have a really powerful impact on your class because schedules are really a proactive antecedent-based intervention. Schedules help prevent problem behavior. Schedules reduce triggers of surprises, of the unknown. For students that really struggle with flexibility, with control, schedules are an essential intervention that you have to be using. When I see classrooms that are struggling with these issues and students that are struggling with these issues, I always ask right away, do you have a daily schedule for that student? Are you utilizing mini schedules and transition schedules? Because if we're not seeing these things happen, that's why we're seeing a lot of problem behaviors around those areas. So let's talk about three underutilized types of schedules and how they can reduce problem behavior. Number one, class party schedules. Oh my gosh, this is actually maybe my favorite one. As a young teacher, some of my worst days in the classroom were on class party days. Particularly vivid in my memory is Halloween. Oh my gosh, Halloween. You like remove every structure and strategy that your kids need to be successful, and then you give them a lot of candy. I know schools a lot of times now don't let them have candy, but you know, you wonder why the day goes so poorly. Our kids thrive on routine, on structure, on visuals. Class party days remove a lot of that. It's novel. It's new. The routine is gone. When we add a mini schedule in here, we're giving some of that back. We're giving the routine back. We're giving the visuals back. And we're communicating this novel routine in a way that's understandable. We talked about this in a previous episode this summer about communicating things in an accessible way. When we only rely on verbal language, we are expecting our students' receptive language to be at a certain level. But when our students have a lower receptive language, they're really struggling to process all of that information. So instead, when we have a mini schedule, whether it be with pictures or words, that's showing, hey, first, we are going to do a thematic sensory bin. Then we're making mini gingerbread houses. Then we're making a Christmas tree craft. And then we're making an ornament. Then we're going to the playground. It's going to show the order of activities with pictures. We can cross them off as we go. Then students know exactly what they're doing. They're not stressed out that they're not at the ornament craft that they want to do because they see it on their schedule. So when you have a class party or something new, lean into using a schedule like this. It can be on the smart board. It can be printed out. It can be written out if you have kids that are readers to show that novel schedule, but in an accessible and understandable way.
So something you may not know about me is I actually love cooking, but I've been so busy lately that I've had to come up with some little hacks to make cooking a little easier. And one of my favorite hacks recently is using frozen Washington red raspberries. They're picked at peak freshness and frozen right away, so when you defrost them, they're still so good. Last week, the girls and I made muffins, and they were delicious. And I think next week I'm going to make salad dressing with them because I have them in my freezer and I can defrost them anytime. I love that they're always ready to go. I don't waste them because when I buy fresh ones, sometimes I don't use them all and I hate wasting food. I usually get my frozen raspberries at Kroger or Meijer's, and this has just made cooking and baking for me a lot easier. Look for Product of the US on the bag. So if you want more details on where to find American frozen red raspberries plus other recipe ideas and cooking tips, head over to redraz.org. That's redraz.org, and you'll find other retailers and inspiration for every meal, plus some info on how these berries go from farm to freezer, plus the quality with the quality that you can taste.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Schedule type number 2, underutilized. Field trip schedules. These are kind of along the same lines as class party. A field trip is new, totally novel. It is at a new place. It is a new setting. All of the experiences here are unknown. There's a lot of stressors with this. Make a mini schedule. You can go online and look up images for any place you're going to go. You're going to the zoo? Look up what the entrance to the zoo looks like. Look up what the... If you're going to the gift shop, what the gift shop looks like, what the zoo, what the lion exhibit, what the spot you're going to eat lunch looks like, and print all of that. So your student is seeing ahead of time exactly what they're doing. And a lot of the places that you might be going to field trips to sometimes have these tools on their website. A lot of children's museums and zoos and other places like this, if you go online, they have built-in visual schedules and social stories. It's awesome. And if they don't, just make one by Google imaging. Hey, like, I'm going to Lincoln Park Zoo. What does the entrance look like? What does the picnic area look like? And what do a few exhibits look like? So we can pace out like, okay, first we're going to do this. Then we're going to do this. Then we're having lunch. And we can have this order of activities. So we have, then we're taking the bus home. This is also giving a method of communication. Maybe you have a bathroom visual, you know, break visual. So students can point to that as needed if they need to communicate where they need to go or what they want to do. The last type of schedule can be so helpful for the types of students that I mentioned before, kids that are really struggling with flexibility, with control, with transitions in the day. These are mini schedules for transitions. So typically we have a daily schedule for the different activities of the day. We're going to go to morning group, we're going to go to reading centers, independent work, science, art, lunch, recess. But between a lot of these activities, when we go from art to lunch, from lunch to recess, from recess back to the classroom, we need some support in between those transitions. And mini schedules during those transitions can be very helpful. So when we go from recess back to the classroom or from the bathroom back to class or vice versa, what are the steps needed there? Building in those steps and specifically what's going to happen can help students that are struggling with transitions. So this could be pictures, this could be photos, this could be written out, but it's going to really pace out the steps of this transition. So let's look at the transition from recess back to the classroom. This is a common one that can be challenging. So we're going to look at, hey, after recess, we line up by the fence. After we line up by the fence, we're going to walk into the building. We're going to go up the stairs. We're going to line up by our door. We're going to sit in our, then we're going to walk into our classroom and sit in our seat. So we've got six steps there. We could assign pictures or photos. We could even take photos of the child doing each step. I love making visual schedules where the child is in each step because not only they're seeing what they're going to do, they're seeing themselves do it. So they can bring that, you bring that down to recess when you come to collect your class, and they're seeing themselves do each step of along the way. This can really help smooth over transitions and help this transition be a little less challenging. So I'd love to hear what types of schedules are your favorite. Did I miss any underutilized types of schedules? Do you use class party schedules or field trip schedules? Head over to Instagram or TikTok and let me know what your favorite types of schedules are. Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.